Okay. Tazmat. On account of death. Not. Karyaha. Should be done. Santrasaha.
Horror.
Not. Karpanyam. Miserliness. Not. Sambrahmaha. Eagerness for material gain. Budhva. Realizing. Jivagatim. The true nature of the living entity. Diraha. Steadfast. Muktisangaha. Free from attachment. Charet. One should move about. Iha. In this world. Translation, therefore, one should not view death with horror, nor have recourse to defining the body as soul, nor give way to exaggeration in enjoying the bodily necessities of life. Realizing the true nature of the living entity, one should move about in the world free from attachment and steadfast in purpose. So you can repeat. Therefore, one should not view
death
with horror, nor have recourse to defining the body of soul, nor give way to exaggeration in enjoying the bodily necessities of life. Realizing the true nature of the living entity, one should move about in the world free from attachment and steadfast in purpose. So purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A sane person who has understood the philosophy of life and death is very upset upon hearing of the horrible hellish condition of life in the womb of the mother or outside of the mother. But one has to make a solution to the problems of life. A sane man should understand the miserable condition of this material body. Without being unnecessarily upset, he should try to find out if there is a remedy. The remedial measures can be understood when one associates with persons who are liberated. It must be understood who is actually liberated. The liberated person is described in Bhagavad Gita as one who engages in uninterrupted devotional service to the Lord, having surpassed the stringent laws of material nature, is understood to be situated in Brahman. What's that verse? Not that verse. What is? What's the Sanskrit? Anyone know? Starts with an M. No. Yeah, you got it. You got it. That's exactly it. That's the verse Prabhupada is making a reference to. Mamchayobhyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati chaitam brahma bhuyai kalpate. It says exactly the same thing as Prabhupada is saying. Mamchayobhyavicharena, that means uninterrupted devotional service, which is exactly how Prabhupada states this in the purport. Bhakti yogena sevate, serves Krishna with love. Then sagunan samati chaitam, he surpasses the modes of material nature. Exactly what Prabhupada is saying here, surpasses the stringent laws of material nature. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the material creation. It is admitted even by the impersonalists that Shankaracharya, like Shankaracharya, that Narayan is transcendental to the material creation. Who knows that quote? Narayana paro vyaktat. That's the quote from Shankaracharya. These are important little quotes. As such, when one actually engages in the service of the Lord in various forms, either Narayana or Radha Krishna or Sita Ram, he is understood to be on the platform of liberation. The Bhagavatam also confirms that liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position. Since the living entity is eternally the servitor of the Supreme Lord, when one seriously and sincerely engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, that is the position of liberation. One should try to associate with a liberated person, and then the problems of life, namely birth and death, can be solved. While discharging devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, one should not be miserly. He should not unnecessarily show that he has renounced this world. Actually, renunciation is not possible. If one renounces his palatial building and goes to a forest, there is actually no renunciation because the palatial building is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the forest is also the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he changes from one property to another, that does not mean that he renounces. He was never the proprietor of either the palace or the forest. It's very interesting. Renunciation necessitates renouncing the false understanding that one can lord it over material nature. When one renounces this false attitude and renounces the puffed up position that he is also God, that is real renunciation. Otherwise, there is no meaning of renunciation. Srila Rupa Goswami advises that if one renounces anything which could be applied in the service of the Lord and does not use it for that purpose, that is called falgu vairagya, insufficient or false renunciation. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, everything can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Nothing should be used for one's sense gratification. That is real renunciation. Nor should one unnecessarily increase the necessities of the body. We should be satisfied with whatever is offered and supplied by Krishna without much personal endeavor. We should spend our time executing devotional service in Krishna consciousness. That is the solution of the problem of life and death. So, tasman karya santraso na karpanyam na sambrahma budva jiva gatim diro mukta sanghas charet. So Om Gana Timbiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. And actually, as Srila Prabhupada states here, we don't have much time to talk about this class because we only have 5 minutes left. But as Srila Prabhupada states here, the way to achieve this state of renunciation and be liberated is to associate with those who are liberated. If you don't, then your devotional service or your advancement will be very slow. I was watching this one nice discussion that was there with Srila Prabhupada, and it was actually in Australia. And Srila Prabhupada, in Australia, the devotees were saying there's this whole group of people who come, who at that time they would come to the temple, but they wouldn't follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions so strictly. And devotees asked, you know, are they making spiritual advancement? And Prabhupada gave the example that it's like cooking with smoke. You know, which is a very interesting expression that Prabhupada used. Because obviously you can't cook very well with smoke. One of the reasons it's called cooking with smoke is that you're trying to light wet wood. And when you have wet wood and you're trying to light it, it creates a lot of smoke and you can't cook with smoke. So, yes, you know, it takes a long time. Probably too long for any of us to wait for dinner to use smoke to cook with. So yes, you know, you can make gradual advancement, but the idea is to associate with the pure devotee by following the pure devotee's instructions and by following the example of the pure devotee. So how much advancement, like this question was raised the other day, you know, how much advancement we make or how much attachment, because here we were talking in the Chaitanya Shikshamrita about attachment, the rati, that is. So how much rati or attachment we have is actually dependent upon ourselves. Because Krishna says, and this also refers to pure devotees, samaham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho stinapriha. That Krishna is samaham. He's equal to everyone. And the pure devotee is also equal to everyone. Srila Prabhupada is equal to everyone. You know, sometimes we think that, oh, this devotee was Prabhupada's favorite. He got special mercy. But sometimes we see the devotees who got special mercy and were Prabhupada's servants, not all of them, of course, They later on, when Prabhupada left the planet, you know, left the movement. Some of them stayed, some of them left. Not, you know, so it's not that, you know, someone who got extra, let's say, external attention did any nicer necessarily in devotional service than someone who didn't get that external attention from Srila Prabhupada. So it's actually a question. Our advancement is determined, of course, as I said before, following the order of the spiritual master. And one of the primary things that Prabhupada instructed us in, I mean, if anyone here has been initiated, anyone here initiated? No. But Prabhupada always talked about the 10 offenses on chanting. I've been thinking about this lately, like, you know, because our advancement is contingent upon how well we chant. And how well we chant is contingent upon how much we can give up the 10 offenses. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, actually, he says there's 11 offenses, but anyway, isn't when we recite the list? It actually says, and also it's offensive to be inattentive by chanting. After we get to the 10th one, we go to the 11th. But the reason it's mentioned as the 11th is that that is actually the fountainhead of all the other offenses. It's actually something that's called pramada, means madness. That all the offenses come from inattention while chanting. So it's important for us. Oh my God, I wanted to speak about this, but only about a half minute left. So it's important for us to analyze what attentive chanting is and what inattentive chanting is. And tomorrow we'll get to that because we have, you know, it takes about 5 minutes for me to do this. So that's coming attraction tomorrow. So I'll leave you with that. It's important for us to understand what attentive chanting is and inattentive chanting. There's different categories of inattentive chanting and what attentive chanting. I mean, just to give you a brief idea, is that in the second verse of the Shikshashtaka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nanu Ragaha, I don't have any attachment for chanting. And Srila Prabhupada translates that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because of offenses, I have no attachment for chanting. So it's interesting, the translation that Prabhupada gives in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually a very elaborate, purported, realized translation and of the Shastra verse. So tomorrow we'll speak about that. It's the final day of the month before we make our resolutions for the new year. We're going to make a New Year's resolution. I will chant Pura Japa next year. This is one of my resolutions. I will not overeat. I will chant Pura Japa. I'll be kind to all devotees. Anyway, so I guess we have to end now. So all glories, tomorrow we'll finish up the month. All glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.